CFG Gamecast, episode number 213, a weekly podcast created by gamers and streamers who like to discuss the latest gaming topics from the previous week. We stream a new episode every week and release it on all podcast services, so do us a favor and show us some love by liking, following, and subscribing on our YouTube page, the CFG channel, or go to our main website, confreaksgeeks.com, to not miss an episode. If you want to throw some ducats our way to by supporting the podcast, like Vicky G and Red Velvet and a Smooth Silk, that's actually a new one. I love that one. you can become a VIP member by going to the CFG.store for the full package of uninterrupted, commercial-free podcast, as well as some extra cool goodies. I am Mr. CFG Games himself, Davis Green. Man, once again, I brain farted again. I don't know what's up. Once again, I brain farted. I can't help myself. What is up?
Wait.
Start again.
I'm not going to start again. We're going to keep it live. We're going to keep it rolling, man. I'm CFG Games himself, Davis Green. With me today, I got my two awesome co-hosts. I got Lex in the second seat. What is going on, my cyborg?
Well, I had a cyborg moment last weekend. As you guys know, I was not here, but neither were they. So that's okay. We did Easter early with Dust's family. And if we all don't know by now, I'm vertically challenged. That means I am short. I do like being of a small stature, but one of our uncles hugged me real tight and set his chin on my device.
Oh, God.
He sucked all the fluid out of me. So that was fun. Yeah, I gripped on his shirt. I was like, Uncle Steve, I'm going to pass out. Apparently, it was not known I have a button on my head, but that's okay. So I was kind of recovering all week, but I got a lot of Alan Wake done, which I was excited about.
Nice.
Helped somebody named Mr. Ravage start his Twitch stuff, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, snap.
So welcome to the streaming life, Rev. It sucks here.
Yeah, no, definitely. It sucks here.
No, but I'm really excited for him. We played a lot of Labyrinthine this week. It was delightful. Tried to play some Demonologist. I don't know if it was everybody else is having an issue or if it was Demonologist itself, but nobody could. Well, Scyther and I were fine, but everyone else we couldn't hear them. Like, we had a lot of problems. So we ended up playing Lethal Company, and it was a blast. I wear contacts now. Fun. I kind of think that sums it up. Oh, no. Last night, I took Dust on date night, and we saw Screamed, the unofficial musical, or unauthorized musical. It was delightful. It was really, it was really good. It's all 90s music. It was fantastic.
I didn't even know Scream had a musical, which is actually very interesting to me. So I definitely want to see that.
I saw it on Instagram like last year, and I was like, oh, if this comes into town, please, please, please. And I accidentally happened upon it. Another Vegas local was like, hey, they have two more shows this weekend. That's it. I was like, oh, no. And I got us tickets. And it's nice. Like a cabaret setting. They're in the audience with you. So it's a lot of fun. It's a blast.
Okay, I need to definitely see it. It's Wes Craven's Scream?
No. Well, yes, it is. It's the first movie, but I will type it in chat. It's spelled like this. Screamed. So if you're looking for a show near you. But yeah, it was fantastic. I believe they're going back on tour. I think Vegas was a stop. Now they're going back, but it's a very intimate setting. They're in the audience with you. They'll hand you stuff to hold if you get cabaret seats, but they were sold out when I went to buy them. But yeah, it was pretty great. Ghostface will hang out and dance with you as someone else is singing. It's a whole bop. I bought a shirt. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Let me take a look at it. Hey, but Lex,
yeah,
you know that the person I'm pretty sure stole MacGyver's computer and then now claimed it for his own?
I do. His name is
the 5-star general of the itty bitty Smitty committee. I got Smitty in the third seat. What's going on, my dude?
Oh, man, it's been a week. It has been a week. Obviously, we didn't have the podcast last week. I ended up having a diverticulitis flare up. So that's still something I've been it's much better now. But I was pretty rough last week. There's a lot that happened, though, gaming-wise and stuff like that. Oh, and I haven't officially announced it yet, but I'll also be emceeing at the Level Up convention at the end of April as well. So I'm excited to be a part of that again. It's going to be dope. So, yeah, you know, just out here trying to live, trying to get some work, man.
I'm excited to be his bag, his bag awesome. Carrier at Level Up. So you will also see me there. I'll be holding all his equipment.
I think we need to start doing some shows like as a podcast. I think I'll be
absolutely.
Pretty cool,
situation. I'm totally down.
Because my God, yeah, it's kind of fun. I think it'll be a really cool experience to kind of go outside and stuff, being around with other folks and stuff like that. So
yeah. So you know, but games wise, got some Helldivers to get in this weekend with Doc and NT and I was a big old sourpuss and the booties got the better of me and Smitty, I was a dick, like, but I've apologized.
Here's the deal already. Dude. You become like short tempered when you drink sometimes.
I was no idea. It's just like things have been stressful. And yeah. Again, not an excuse, but yeah. I think a lot of that stuff has been piling on and you know, coupled with not feeling well and then like trying to get back in the swing of things. It just was not, and then being frustrated about the PC and like just wanting it to just work. Fucking work.
Ring, 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 ring. Hey, Lex, yeah. I'm on my way home with some computer parts. I know you only live 10 minutes from me and you don't have a job. So if you could meet me at my house and fix this for me, that would be great. Hold on. Yes, Smitty, I'll be over momentarily. I'll see you there.
I know, I'm terrible. Those
are the kind of numbers you got to blacklist. So, but
I'm just kidding. What does he want now?
I'm just kidding. Like, oh God, here it is again. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I'm currently playing a closed beta. I can't remember if I signed an NDA, so I'm not going to say
it.
Yeah.
If it's a probable, then yeah, you need to shut up. Yeah.
I don't even remember signing up for this. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it for what it is. So I'm working on a little story for that. And then, other than that, though, I haven't really mainly been Helldivers 2, a little bit of Overwatch 2 as well, and then getting pumped seeing Marvel Rivals, which we'll talk about here as well. So that's basically been it. I still need to get Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I haven't even gotten it yet. I'm so sad about that.
Don't worry. Yeah, dude, that's a game.
It's not going anywhere.
It's a game that you've already agreed that you're not going to stream and you're just going to play on for your own satisfaction.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I don't feel like, I'll take my time, just avoid the spoilers, where I can and whatnot, which I really haven't seen a lot. So
that's good.
It's been pretty solid, ready to get into April and hopefully do some things, get busy.
Yeah, awesome, dude. Good job.
Yeah,
good job. The game I've been playing was I've been just going crazy with Helldivers 2. They added the new gun and that new bazooka, the energy based bazooka is just freaking amazing. It can one shot Chargers, thank God.
Well, so, it's crazy because the automatons are down to like one territory. So, I don't know if we're about to, wipe them off the face of the galaxy or, what happens. We also, you know, there is the order that went out saying something about a transmission that was intercepted, about a flying thing that they're working on. I'm terrified of that.
I'm more worried about the tremors that are happening on the bugs, the bug planets as of late.
There were tremors happening there.
Yeah, it's been going.
I forgot about them.
They've been going more active as of late. So I'm just like, man, it's crazy. So yeah. So I've been playing that. I've been playing that off and on stream when I can. When I'm on stream, that's what I'm usually playing. But I have a great time playing it. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth myself and been just moseying on, and knowing me, I'm trying to get everything and seeing how long it's gonna take. I'm already like 37 hours in. And I feel like I'm still just at the beginning of the game, which is insane. But like, but yeah, it is a great, no, it's definitely a better game than the original one. So we'll leave it at that. But then, yeah, and then, today I also was, messing around with, I am also playing a game. It's also NDA. So I know I definitely can't talk about it. So, and I won't, but I just released the awesome interview with Rick Thayer too, who AKA the Hado, yeah, with at Evo, which was a really interesting interview from his point of view. And I mean, like, I just can't wait till Evo, dude. Like, now,
oh man, yeah,
me too. Like,
they got big plans, dude. You could tell especially after last year's Evo. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, dude, they are keeping the momentum going, and I am here for it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's kind of funny because, like, there was a question I asked him about, like was this something that y'all were trying to bring back, like, to about the third day, and I totally forgot about it because it's been so, I come to the realization, yeah, it's been so long. Evo was a 3-day event before they were at Mandalay Bay, and then I completely forgot about that. And then he's like, "Oh yeah, it actually was a 3-day when they was at the Rio and stuff like that." And I'm like, "Oh no,
I think it was at Caesars 1 year too."
Yeah,
I remember.
It might have been. I mean,
that was the first time I went.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's. I'm just glad they're bringing back the third day, getting rid of the ticket system and the second day ticket system, and then you could actually just relax and play games free for all and stuff at this whole event. But no,
can
but
I definitely ask a dumb question?
What up?
Do I need to buy tickets, or like, we got that covered, right?
Yeah, we've already been through this. Yeah.
Okay. You danced around it, and I was like,
"What?
I'm so confused."
How much?
I thought it was pretty clear.
I thought so too, but then like in the chat with he was like question marking me, and then I'm like, "Wait, I'm hold
okay.
up."
Okay. We'll straighten this out. We'll straighten this out right now. Later. Okay. The question mark that you put in, because like you were like saying, "Oh, I'm sorry." Like,
All you had to do was read the previous message.
I was on my phone and I was busy, and then all of a sudden was a post and I say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're going through that." And then I'm like, "Oh, like, sorry about what?" Because that was like, I think I posted the previous message like 2 days prior. Yeah. So I didn't even think about it. And I was like, what is she talking about? So just I just put a question mark. Yeah. Oh yeah. But like I said, was busy. I was on the phone and I didn't think about scrolling up. I just saw, like,
I gotcha.
Something I said right now. But prior to that, I was pretty straightforward in saying that we got approved for press on that.
Right. On that event. But I didn't know if you meant like we as like the universal eye, you know, like, oh, we got approved, but like you got to buy a ticket, you know? So I'm like, because you'd asked me twice and I already said like, yeah, I'm right. I'll go. Absolutely. And then you asked me again. I was like, oh, wait, now I'm confused to clarify. So, okay, we're good to go. Got it. The end. Yes, sorry.
Okay. There you go. No, it's all good. Yeah. So long story short, we are going to be at Evo this July. This July, looking forward to that. So say hi to us when we're there, so we'll go with that. But
just guys, don't pick me up.
Yeah, don't pick Lex up, which is
please.
Oh yeah, but I know y'all don't want to talk about our Evo plans quite yet, because I know we're like 5 months away from that. So we'll go through the normal rig and roll that we like to do each and every week. So each of us chooses a topic or discussion in the world of video games from the previous week. The topic would or could be a game itself or something that happened in the gaming industry. And we don't want to talk about it amongst ourselves. We want you, the listeners and viewers on Twitch, YouTube, and on Kick to be a part of the conversation. Oh, and also YouTube on your phone too now. So there you go. So definitely, by all means, if there's something you wanted to chime in about, whatever we talk about on any of the topics, by all means, just type it inside the chat. We would love to discuss it with you. So, Smitty, you're up at bat. What are you bringing to the table, my friend?
You already know what we got to talk about. At first, I saw the rumors, I want to say it was like Monday or Tuesday, about a potential game from Marvel coming out. And I was like, ooh, I want to talk about this, but I don't really like talking about rumors like that. Mm-hmm. And then the very next day, Marvel announces Marvel Rivals, which is a 6v6. Again, let me put a stress on 6v6, which is what Overwatch used to be. It's 5v5 now. Hero shooter. So I'm sold. You already take my money, do all the things, which you don't have to. It's going to be a free-to-play game. But it, from what I could see, it looked very similar to Overwatch, which means it's going to feel familiar. Obviously, you got, which I think is a huge, you've got some developers from both COD and Battlefield. They've incorporated destructible environments into the game, very similar to what was in Battlefield. I think that makes a whole new dynamic to the environment. You could do a lot of cool stuff with that. The roster looks solid right now. I don't know. I didn't get too deep into like the different, like this person's DPS or whatever, but I imagine it's going to run something like that. And from what I could see, it looks basically Marvel Overwatch. I saw similar things in like a cart push. So I'm sure there's going to be similar modes. Again, it's going to be free to play. I think the big thing to me is going to be how they utilize monetization. So obviously there's going to be some sort of factor, definitely going to be skins. Curious to see if they go the dumb route like Overwatch did and like basically, hide people behind a haywall. Paywall.
Where you have the chance to pay for any skins.
Storm gun on fire.
you can buy any skins for any barrels of hay that you have.
Yeah. Love it. Give me all the
hay. Get the baling now.
It's been worth this.
Yeah, this looks awesome. There's team up ults as well. So some particular character synergize with others, and obviously being able to pull from Marvel's IP, you're going to have a vast number of characters that you can incorporate and bring into this game. I think it starts out with like 16 or 18 people in total right now. So I think a big part of it, again, is also going to be what that release schedule looks like. Is it going to be like an Overwatch thing where it's like every 3 months they come out with new maps, new modes, new characters? What's that going to look like? I think, you know, looking at Helldivers 2, how they're continuing to keep the community interested by introducing and like timing out when they introduce stuff and keeping things moving. It'll be curious to see what their rollout model looks like. I think they said they have like a year at least planned already, but something like this, you gotta, I feel like you need to be on top of it. So
roadmap.
Yeah. So alpha test starts next month. I'm sorry, not next month. It starts in May. You can sign up for that now. Again, this is a NetEase game. I am here for it. I am going to play it. I will definitely sink some hours. I've obviously signed up for that alpha test as well. And hopefully I'm able to get in. But it looks amazing. It looks amazing. I think this is the perfect opportunity for a game like this and with a strong IP like this and the way things have been going with Overwatch, which they did just take out heroes out of the battle pass. So everybody has access to them day one. Kadal's hella, like, you can get there, but like it still felt very pay to play. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that at all, or pay to win anyway, or use the character. So
I'm going to have to,
I think they have an opportunity here to really put a good stamp, you know, really put their foot down and establish something with this game. What are your guys' thoughts?
I'm going to have to put a little bullet with a real side at this point, but Marvel Rivals hashtag barn play. I love that. But
nice.
That's one of the modes.
Yeah, you there you know. Go. Barn play mode. It's like, hey, it's a chance for you to earn extra hay so you can get new skins. So there you go.
But I want to know what Alex's feelings are. She doesn't play Overwatch anymore, so I feel like this is a good space for her to be able to jump into.
So I kept my word when all that stuff went down with Blizzard that I would no longer be playing Blizzard games. I deeply miss Overwatch, but when it went to 5v5, I was like, this is stupid. So my heart wasn't completely in it anymore. But baby, the team is back. I'm stoked. I'm excited. I will not miss a weekend this time. Gosh darn it. And I'm excited. I hope now, and I'll be honest, I've been bored with non-horror games. Terribly bored with them. So I think this is like getting me back into a world where I'm not constantly playing horror, which I love playing horror games. Don't get me wrong. Like, they're my fave, but I do like a group game. And like, I've just Helldivers, I enjoy watching everyone else play, but I really don't have much interest. This I want to play.
Yeah.
Please, yeah. Please. And here's the thing. I always say no expectations is the best way to not be disappointed. I'm going to be honest. I have expectations. I hope you don't fail me. Please don't fail me. I never put expectations on games. Please, 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 please be the game that I loved and fell in love with and now miss, but it's never going to be the same. Even if I went back, but I hope that this fills a little void in my little black heart, you know? So that's all I'm saying. Davis looks skeptical, which I'm not surprised.
Do you know what's funny to me? Like, I knew y'all think that I was going to be like totally the negative Nancy.
Oh. I didn't say anything about it. Don't say y'all.
Oh, no.
I said you look skeptical. I didn't say you look
skeptical. I'm not skeptical at all. I personally I personally think this is this form for Marvel. I mean, for them to go and deciding to do this this is, I mean, it's theirs for the taking at this point. I mean, Overwatch 2, Overwatch 2 has dropped the ball. They've lost my respect for the game.
Completely now outright canceling PvE.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, so like
really?
They've lost the trust of the community. And everything at this point, because now just this week they did announce that officially the PvE story mode is gone. So you know how they said that, we're not doing a PvE mode at all, or there's no story, like full story. And then they were going to do these small mini stories.
Right.
They canceled the mini stories now because of the paywall that they were introducing for it. So, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, and I think for a game for a giant IP like Marvel to do something like this is perfect. And I think that also, I think it's going to also have its identity is going to be very different as well, in my opinion, because like, first off, I think the big thing is that it's going to be third person, not first person. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a little bit different. That's going to be a little bit of a different take. But yeah, I mean, think about all the characters that they're already there in the Marvel universe.
Oh, just, you know, I'm so excited.
If it's successful and then people are putting money in on this, because I'm assuming this game is going to be a free to play game.
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay. Then people are positive about the outreach. Cause I mean, overall people are kind of mixed right now. They don't, about like what to expect of this game, and I'm like, okay, whatever. We'll see, just see how it's going to be. But I'm personally positive. I am definitely
looks amazing, dude.
I'm definitely going to play it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's a party game. It's a thing. It's Marvel. It's an IP that I like, and it's like, okay, let's give it a shot. And then just to also also emphasize the base characters that we know that's in the game now is is Namor, Loki, Magic. Magic is an X-Men, which is awesome. So that makes me know they're bringing X-Men into the mix of things. So I'm definitely loving that. Groot, Rocket Raccoon, Luna Snow, which I have no idea who Luna Snow is.
I don't either.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And I'm a Marvel fan.
Yeah. Black Panther, Iron Man, Hulk, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Magneto, Mantis, and Penny Parker. Penny Parker is Peter Parker's daughter. I am looking forward to this. I am looking forward to at least the beta just to see how this is going to feel and how this is going to play. The fact that this is playing a hero shooter game with heroes themselves is only natural. It's logical. So yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
So Luna Snow is a Korean pop singer and superhero who uses her ice manipulation powers to protect people in the Pacific Rim and across the world. There you go.
Oh, probably a newer.
She's clearly not someone.
May 2019. When it looks like her first comic came out. So that's why I don't know, because I stopped ordering comics in like early 2018. So that makes sense.
They should just put an Iceman. Everyone knows Iceman.
Everybody knows.
But hey, I'm perfectly fine. But, hey, but if it's going to introduce new people, new characters.
I like a good mixture, characters. Too. It doesn't have to be people that you're familiar with either.
I'm fine with that. Girl, though.
Because I'm curious, too, to see if there's any kind of story to this as well. I think this is another good way to be able to kind of expand that universe a little bit.
There is a story.
And really utilize that. So there you go. Yeah. And utilize that, all that stuff. So, like, it's an interesting group of people now that they have. I think there's the potential is there to really grab that genre by the horns and start steering it in a different direction.
The weirdest thing, in my opinion, is when I saw the female Galactus. I was like, who is that? And then I saw, like, if you look at the trailer, there's a female Galactus, and I was like, that is so weird. And but apparently they're going to do the same thing. It's different worlds and different versions of these of different kinds of characters. So who knows?
There's a female Galactus.
I mean, in this, there's not one in any other canon that I've ever seen, but
no, I didn't. Where?
I'll move it forward to the end. It's near the end. Hold on. Okay, so, like, if you look at the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is a female Galactus? Yeah, the girl with the blender head.
Blender head.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. Someone said Iceman and the little bit of me died inside. What? We have against Iceman. Iceman is an Omega level mutant, is for crying out loud. So you can't. I don't know where this hatred is with Iceman, but y'all need to stop. You put that. You need to direct that hatred to Cyclops.
You know who they don't have in it? My favorite, right? My favorite person from the X-Men, Davis. Who is it? My green guy.
Leech?
Yep. Leech. Where's Leech? Hilarious. No Leech love.
Leech will be a very easy game. We'll be like, okay, you can't have your powers.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm across the room like a Chucky doll. Like, oh.
You know, first off, I will have to say, to be a mutant, that is just the worst. When you
really think about it, that would be upsetting. That'd be very upsetting.
You're on such a roulette of what your powers could possibly be. I would have been like, just don't let me choose, man. Don't even do it. Because people like Storm is like, oh, she can literally control the weather inside the atmosphere, or Magneto, who could control basically all of magnetism. And then you have a person like Leech, who his power is not only negating powers, but you turn into like a green lizard with mumps and stuff stuff like, on top of that.
It's very upset.
Like, why would you go out your way to have that?
I don't think that's how that works.
It's not. I'm just saying the pull of the mutant of the moon pull is just terrible. Wow.
Beautiful African goddess or freaking underground dwelling
green slime
lizard looking.
Exactly. It's like his powers match his
very
fate.
Upset about this.
Like, doesn't even match his presence. It went out of its way to be like, oh, okay, you can negate all powers, but you're also not going to be accepted to society because you're not going to look like a human either. It's like, that's terrible.
Yeah,
Papadopoulos just signed up for the beta. I'm telling you, dude. If we get signed up for the beta and we get this, I will guarantee I will stream that. I will play that. I will definitely play it with y'all with this one.
Nah, for sure.
I totally boycotted Blizzard just like what Lex did, and I lost all my stuff. Like, I already hated that Overwatch as it is, so it wasn't really that hard. But the fact that 6v6 is back. You have these kind of crazy powers and stuff like that with these kind of characters. You really can't go wrong with it.
Agreed.
Oh, okay. But so looking forward to it. So like I said, when did you say the beta was going to be?
May,
yeah. No, that's an alpha. That's not even a beta.
Oh, the alpha?
The alpha. Yeah.
Oh, so we don't even know when this is going to truly come out. So maybe next year.
Maybe late this year or early next year would be my guess.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, yeah, really good topic as always there, Smitty, so that's cool. All right, so I'm going to talk about my topic, which is something that we are constantly beating a dead horse into the ground in, which is basically some more Embrace Reduce.
So, it's called updates. It's an update.
It's still kicking a dead horse with Embracer being
Embracer. This is significant, though.
Yeah, very significant because like a month ago, I believe we were talking about the buyout of Saber Studios or Saber Studios got divested from Embracer and now is now standalone and they took the rights to Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic amongst other IPs that they created. But now the big one is Gearbox. Gearbox is probably the biggest one, the biggest IP company that they had out of all the other studios that they had. And they divested Gearbox itself to Take-Two Interactive. So now officially Take-Two Interactive is also the people that do 2K. So 2K games and stuff like that is Take-Two. There's good news and there's bad news about this. Good news is that Take-Two Interactive is buying Gearbox for $460 million, which is when you think about
a steal.
I think that's low comparatively. Yeah,
dude, they purchased Gearbox and those assets for $1.1 billion.
Oh, so they lost money? Ooh,
they lost a ton of money.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. So I wasn't crazy. Okay. I was like, wow, no. That's actually, yeah, that was low comparatively. Okay. So that's good. So the creator of Gearbox is still dancing. It's like, must be like, oh, wow. I got a plus amount of money there for that. Okay. So as part of the deal, Take-Two Interactive acquires the Borderlands franchise and its spinoff series, Tiny Tina's Wonderland, as well as Homeworld, Risk of Rain, Brothers in Arms, and the Duke Nukem series. And the studio is also acquired by Take-Two, Gearbox Software mothership, which is their headquarters, which is based here in Texas, which is in Frisco, Texas. Now, here's the bad news. Embracer is hanging on to a few parts of Gearbox itself. So Gearbox Publishing, the publisher for Gearbox is definitely still staying with Embracer. They're going to be
Got layoffs.
Yeah, they're going to be changing their names. For one, then also including the publishing rights to the Remnant games is still going to be under Embracer, Hyper Light Breaker, Cryptic Studios, and massively multiplayer specialists with its games like Neverwinter Online and Star Trek Online. All those games are still going to be under kind of the Embracer tag for that. And then just to add the cherry on top, like what Smitty just said, they're announcing layoffs, but they are secretive on how many people are getting laid off by this. So this is kind of also a little bit infuriating, but they're definitely I don't know what they're trying. I don't know what Embracer's trying to do. Are they just trying to slow the bleed, or are they still trying to stay in the same kind of gaming space but they're just letting go as much with
they run into the same thing. They overinflated themselves and now they gotta trim it all back. And that's literally, I mean, you don't sell a company like that for half of what you paid for, unless you're just looking to get some ducats
right
in the books and make it look good. Mm-hmm. That's all they're doing right now.
They're calling it the Embracer Group will continue to report on their restructuring program and impact of some parts of Gearbox today that are not tied to the development of Gearbox Software games. So that's what the spokesperson told a representative at Polygon for it. So oh God. Okay, so we already were praying that Gearbox is going to be taken out of the clutches of Embracer. Thank God. We knew that there was a deal they're in the process of divesting it. We just didn't know who was going to buy Gearbox. We knew Gearbox is going to be okay. But personally, Take-Two Interactive has already proven themselves. I mean, even though they have the scummy, I just hope to God they don't do certain things like their severe microtransactions that they like to do in their sports games. Overall, like to see that, because like they also announced that there is a Borderlands 4 that's in the making right now. And then so if you see these kind of levels of like microtransactions and stuff, like aggressive microtransactions, because Borderlands has microtransactions, just wasn't as aggressive, but like super aggressive microtransactions. I just hope that they just do it right. So we'll see how this is going to go. But so far, I think overall, thank God that Gearbox is not in part a part of Embracer, and hopefully we're going to actually see some good things coming in the near future from it. So I just want to get y'all's thoughts, what y'all think about it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a W for Gearbox for sure. It was inevitable, but this at least secures a future for Borderlands 4, and the fact that they were like, yo, we can announce it. It's going down. We're working on it. Excuse me. I think it's huge. Again, to those at Gearbox Publishing, how heartbreaking being like, oh my gosh, why weren't we a part of that? And then to lose jobs, like, that sucks. That sucks that they're breaking it up like that. And again, I think they will continue selling off assets and just weather this year out and then try to get back on track. And there was some article where somebody was like, when do you guys ask the CEO when they're going to start buying studios again? It's like, why are you even asking that? Like, what?
Everybody's laying off. Let's not.
Insane. Yeah. And yeah, crazy. But yeah, no, I think this is a W in itself. And, you know, Embracer, this is what they're doing. This, again, we're seeing the impact of that Savvy Games deal and how much of an impact that had directly, and how much they directly had tied to that deal going through. Is it's crazy. I never thought, like, the slope just keeps on slipping. You know what I mean? It's like, where's the end? When does it stop?
I mean, wild. It just seems like the goalpost is, excuse me, it feels like the goalpost is just going a little bit further away every time with this, with whatever that Savvy game still was. Because at first, we didn't see the immediate fallout of that deal. Like, we knew that the deal fell through, and then we just kind of, we had to wait a couple of months until we're like, oh, they can't, they're getting rid of these studios, or they're doing massive layoffs because that they didn't get the money that they were trying to get from this from that company and stuff. So like, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it shows it, I mean, like, for a deal like that to be, I mean, this is 100%, like, they had, it wasn't a deal that they were like saying, oh, we wanted to try to make it, we don't have to rely on this deal for us to be a company. That deal was like, it was make or break. And when it broke, it destroyed the company. It's legitimately slowly destroying the company itself. Like, cause we knew, and when we were seeing Embracer buying all these IPs from all these different kinds of studios and all these different kinds of companies, cause that got to a point that I think they own like 40 different studios, which is
there's
insane.
A ton. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, wow, what are they going to do? Like, what's their plans? And then the one fruits of their labor when they came out was Lord of the Rings Golem and the other Lord of the Rings IPs, man. Like, yeah, so
that was certainly the fruits of their labor.
Yeah. It's terrible. And then you have like companies like THQ. Yeah, you have like THQ. You have all these other big groups that actually made really good games, have known to make really good, like fairly good games or indie game levels, like the Darksiders series and all these different kinds of deals. And yet they come out and they just bring out crap like that. And then they have a unrealistic time frame on top of it. It's just like, wow, you know, man.
It still blows my mind that the one deal recently didn't go through, and then it all fell apart. Like, I just, I don't get it. But it does suck that Gearbox was split up, publishing to non-publishing. But I'm excited for Borderlands 4. I'm happy that they're still able to hold on to their IPs. It sucks that there's continued layoffs. Again, how come this one merger didn't go through and that screwed up everything in your company? I don't understand how you put all your eggs in one basket like that to then essentially implode in in your on yourself. You know, like it blows my mind. But I'm happy for Embracer. I'm happy they get to keep their IPs. And I think Scyther, that would be hilarious. Scyther said, would you ever think it'd be interesting for a company to skip a sequel number just to mess with people? Like Borderlands 1, 2, 3, skip 5.
That'd be messed up.
That's something funny they would they would do.
Like what happened to 4? It's like we don't talk about 4.
Mm-hmm. We don't talk about her. It's Bruno.
Yeah. But basically the overall, like, I mean, I can understand, like, you know what, the publishing thing, I don't think it's as much of a deal. I mean, Embracer must see some sort of profit from the publishing,
right?
Which is fine. And they're going to be changing the name anyway. So, like, who's to stop them to make another publishing group?
Right.
Like, under their
umbrella. It's fine.
Yeah, because, I mean, they got the self-rights to the bigger IPs that they need with Homeworld, Homeworld, Borderlands, and Tiny Tina. Then you also got the backing of Take-Two on top of that, which is definitely going to be published by 2K, which they've done before, mind you. 2K's published those games out before. There's not going to be much that they're going to really worry about. The publishing was mostly on, especially with Gearbox, like, historical-wise, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, was mostly for like indie based games the Death Junior game that came out last year. I can't remember the name of the game that I loved playing last year.
Death's Door?
No, not Death's Door. Have a Nice Death. That's what it's called.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love Have a Nice Death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's
like
a great game.
Yeah, when you have individuals in like games and stuff like I mean, because like the up to alley, like the Hyper Light series makes sense, but triple A level, I don't think that they need to worry about that much. No. So we'll definitely see. We'll definitely see it. But no, but good on Gearbox. I'm glad that they're definitely still around. I know they got hit by the layoffs, the layoffs and stuff as much itself. But I'm just glad that they didn't completely disappear because of this issue. The horrible mismanagement from one company. So but we'll see. We'll definitely see.
I know.
Yeah. So
I know, Des. We never finished Tiny Tina, so I don't want to talk about it.
I love Tiny Tina though. That game is so good.
I've watched everyone play it. It's fantastic.
I just love the maps and just the little stupid jokes and stuff. It's like if you wanted the D&D scenario and stuff, like then this it's is fun. The closest for a
good. I think I moved forward. If I'm being honest.
Forward? What do you mean?
He moved forward in his chair.
And Tiny Tina's.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I see. Yeah. I mean. You can definitely come back. I mean, just definitely just set up a static group and play together again, man. It's a real fun
That's
game.
Like Baldur's Gate 3. Let's talk about that and how
I don't want to.
The worst. I got to start my own so I could actually play and beat that game.
Start with that. Yeah.
Start fresh. I ain't starting fresh.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want to play Baldur's Gate. Thank you.
I've had so many versions of that game. I played so many
Off it, Lex?
I'm off it. I don't know what it is, that game, like my narcolepsy just gets triggered and I'm sitting there like eyes rolling, you guys are still talking and I'm like, I'm done. Like,
I don't think it's narcolepsy. I just think you're just not interested in it.
I'm not. I'm really not. And I don't know if it's just like the time period in my life, you know, like, you know, in 5 years, maybe I'm like, oh, I really want to play Baldur's Gate. Maybe just right now I'm like, meh, I don't have the bandwidth for it, you know what I mean?
It's perfectly
It's perfectly all right if you
no
don't
bandwidth.
to not like it.
Yeah, I was talking about
it's a fantastic game. It's just not for me. Not everything is for me, and that's okay.
Yep.
You know, you
Lex, once you close this off, what is your topic?
Let me pull up my paper that I wrote. So, if you guys didn't know, Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League had a DLC release, but before we talk about the DLC, let's talk about pros and cons of the game itself currently. All right. So real quick, if you didn't know, there's a game called Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. That's all you really need to know. I mean,
The end.
So pros, the gunplay is nicely laid out. You have different weapons for each character and those weapons can have augmentations, right? So each character will have two guns. For example, like Deadshot will have a sniper and an assault rifle, but then his melee ability and his hand gauntlets, is separate, right? So each character melee is able to have an augmentation such as frost, fire, acid. So it's smart to line up two weapons with different augmentations, right? Movement, everybody really likes the way the movement in the game is for the traversal attacks. So with the traversal attacks, you will level up as you go and you'll learn more moves. So at first you'll be able to fly with your jetpack if you're Deadshot, and eventually you'll be able to fly further and drop bombs as you go up and down, correct? Boomerang, you will eventually be able to teleport. Super jumps and air swimming for our shark friend. And then Harley has grappling. Okay. Cons. The music only kicks in when you're in a fight. Glitches that cause enemies to not continuously spawn, which then causes you to have to start your mission over. They haven't fixed it. Animation, hit or miss. Vehicles, it's only on specific missions and then you'll never use it again. They threw in something weird with the Riddler. So as you're playing a mission, these little like side missions for Riddler will pop up. The world is essentially dying and you're kind of on a time crunch, but let's all stop to start these little Riddler campaigns in the middle that have nothing to do with the mission. Okay. And just there's like Arkham
Asylum.
Yeah. There's no offline gameplay. And the length of the game sucks for what you pay for $70. It's genuinely not worth it for what you get currently. Now, they just released a DLC. Ooh, exciting new content. No, not really. So what do you get? New Riddler mission stuff that nobody cared about, which isn't much. They reskinned a few buildings. Woohoo. Lack of story. There's no new missions. There's really no new content except for what I just mentioned. Except you can have the Joker now. Oh, that sounds fun, right? No! You either have to grind him out or you have to pay for him. And the grinding takes forever. The length of the game, again, has no addition except for, wait for it, you get the Joker. So $70 for the base game, and then if correct me if I'm wrong, the DLC is now $34.99. They have put out no roadmaps that I could find.
There's a roadmap. Though, to be fair, yeah. They did announce a roadmap. To be fair, in the sense they did announce that they were going to be doing a season one pass. To say how long it's going to be, it's very vague. I knew about that.
It's not really a roadmap.
But no, they do have a roadmap from what they were going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what does it say?
God, you make me find it. But just continue on, and I'll find it.
Oh no, that's it. That's literally it. Now, for originally, I was like, this might be something I get into, because again, I'm a Marvel girly, but I also appreciate DC, and I like the thought of superheroes just being in existence, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought I would enjoy this. The movement's great.
I'd say for five Hays, you can get a rifer.
Yeah.
It only costs you five Hays.
Hey. No, I think this game had a lot of potential, but
no, it didn't.
Here's the thing.
This is where I'm coming. And I played the beta.
To be fair, Smitty did probably play the most of his this game, if anything.
I did play the beta.
It's fun. Sorry.
No, go ahead, please. By all means.
The traversal was fun. Gunplay, okay. What's the point of a hero game or anything like that? You want to be able to use their abilities.
Right.
That game, a looter shooter, is not based around things like that.
Correct.
We saw them try it with Marvel's Avengers, and I felt they were more successful with that than they have been with this game. This game was a game that Rocksteady did not want to make. It's been apparent from the jump off. All the troubles this game had when it first came out, like, this is clearly a game that, to me, was DOA. And this is the last little bits of money grabbing that they're going to try to do to try to make some, get some sort of profitability out of this. The fact that they were even selling this for $70, I felt was insulting. Crazy. Not only that, but again, you cannot just slap together a live service game and not have a longevity plan, roadmap, all that good stuff.
Agreed.
And have a good cadence of things coming out. This release, what? Over 3 months ago, right? At least. No,
it came out in, I want to say the end of January.
Was it the end of January? Or, I don't even know.
Either the end of it came out February 2nd, so the beginning of February.
Okay, February 2nd. Okay, so 2 months, and they came out with this. We knew that this was coming for a while. Like, the Joker stuff got leaked, like, super early, before, like, they were even talking about that stuff. But, like, this game just seems like a piss-poor attempt at taking an IP that people are familiar with, putting it into something that, number one, is not in their wheelhouse. Not everybody can make a good live service game. This is not something that Rocksteady seem to have any kind of passion towards. I feel bad for Arkham fans that this is the culmination and where they're at now in that story is absolutely bonkers to me. We saw them kind of half-ass try it with Gotham Knights as well, which again did not go off well at all. So why they keep trying to force it down people's throats, I don't know. They clearly didn't learn anything from Avengers, which again was another one that just, it doesn't work. You can't just take something and be like, we'll make this live service. That's not how it works. Well, and eventually it's like,
for you, is a question, because like, could that just be showing just an underlining issue of the direction of how gaming is going? Because it seems that it seems that studios are trying to make games as a service work so hardcore to a point that come on, dude, Rocksteady with the Arkham series, and then you make a move like this, it just feels like, well, do you hate yourself?
I don't know. I don't think this was their choice, though. That's the thing.
Oh, no, it's definitely not their choice.
You even saw that PlayStation where Jim Ryan was trying to force freaking live service down people's throats, and developers weren't having it. They're like, this is bull, dude. Like, this is not, like, you can't just do that. And, like, I feel like it's a matter of these corporate heads misunderstanding how to properly put together and execute a proper live service game. It essentially turns into the cash grab. Hype people up for the game, hope that they pay for it, release minimal content, and then walk away from the servers.
I mean,
that's going to be what happens with this.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
This game just looks overall, like, for me personally on this, like, to see it, like, the idea of it. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm looking at the pro side. The concept of what they were trying to do with these weapons and stuff, because, like, the way that they correct me if I'm wrong, they explain that they basically stole Batman's arsenal, like they went armory or whatever, and that's how they're getting these weapons and stuff. Like, there's at least a story behind that in itself of why they're doing what they're doing on that, right?
And is a story. Like, the story was the only interesting part to me, really. Mm. About it would be going through it, but it wasn't worth $70.
No,
on the bin or somewhere, dude. Like, it'll be free somewhere,
right?
Here, I feel, relatively soon. That's when I'll play it, and I'll play it just for the story. But it is super grindy. Mm-hmm. It's the same content. They didn't add in any kind of enemy variety. You just added in a new character, which you have to super grind with the same people to even unlock, unless you pay. You could earn the in-game currency, but again, it is not like their rate of earn is, it's a grind. And there's nothing worse than grinding the same things over and over and over again.
Right.
So many live service games fall into that trap, or games that pretend like they're not live service, but totally were. Outriders.
God.
You know.
Jesus.
Like, look, dude, like, I don't know. I've seen so many different variations, but, like, if you're going to do something with IPs like that, you better damn well have these people's abilities be a part of it, not right. me flying around shooting guns at you. Yeah. I could do that in freaking anything, you know, so many other games.
I just think that overall, it's gonna be way better. How the execution of this game is, I was not on board on how the execution of this game was in the first place. Because, like, when this game was, like, you know, I was hyped when they said, in the early days of Suicide Squad, we didn't know how this game is going to play like. But then once we finally saw the gameplay view of this, I was like, no, I'm not even, I'm out.
Just the name, I was excited. Yeah. And then you're right. We saw what it was going to be, and we all collectively went,
but what's worse about all of this is the fact that for them to say that you're okay, so you're like what Smitty's point is about paying $70 for a game that's like that had a good story, but like everything else, its identity is a game as a service. Like, so it shouldn't be 70 at that point, because you knew you were going to pay additionally to the towards that point.
Right.
But then on top of that, they feel justified to say that they're going to be spend another $34 for a season one pass, a full season one pass.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that wasn't free. I thought it was going to be free.
Well,
you're not getting anything. Did they itemize, insane.
Well, did they itemize Joker? Like, can you get a standalone Joker, or do you have to buy the season one pass itself just to get it?
Let me double check.
Because that's another thing I was kind of wondering about. Because, like, yeah.
Well, even still, if you have to buy the pass and then
you have to grind. Yeah.
If I bought this, like, I better have Joker day one. I want to be running through the missions at least with the new character. Like,
but here's the problem though: there's no extra missions that they added to that, which would make Joker relevant, which is really annoying.
There is a mission.
You can buy him for $9.99 or 1,000 Luther credits.
Right.
Luther credit. Okay. Anyways.
But I think at a point you get to a level where there is an unlockable mission. I don't know what the mission is though. But it pertains to Joker.
Okay. So
you're not getting anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not getting, like, it said literally this update was just the added Joker. They didn't add.
That's like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Like,
they didn't add a mission. Essentially. Yeah. Cause like if they, okay. Cause
the
like,
mission even, was already there, if look I'm not at, mistaken.
Look and at the trailer video. The trailer video so itself weird. Is it's saying awful. This. The only thing that the trailer video has only shown was the fact that you get Joker, you also get weapons. That's it. They didn't say anything about a special level or anything like that. That's crazy.
Nah, dude, it ain't gonna break me because I didn't waste my money on it. I did not get on that hype train. I played the beta and I was like, all right, that's cool. Like, not cool enough to drop $70, but I think
the execution of this game is atrocious. I think if a long story short of it, because the amount of price for what you're getting for this game doesn't match up to what you're getting as full quality. Because that means that to get the full first season of the game plus buy the game itself, you're paying over $100 just for
this. That's crazy.
Game. And that's not even a guarantee that this game is going to be on server next year. In the history of how this is going, unless they totally do a full 180 of what we're expecting for during the season one package, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I don't think that's where it's gonna be.
This is your season one and you've got no new story.
That's so weird. That is very weird to me. I was like, oh, so you just
threw a new character pass. That ain't a DLC. Yeah.
This isn't a fighting game. You can't get away with just adding a new character.
And insane.
And even the fighting game DLC character has a story mode towards it. So like I don't even understand like what they were trying to do with that. That's what's really insulting about this. Like, wow. It's just wow. I don't know.
It's disgusting.
And like at the end of the day, Smitty's right. Like, they did not want to make this game. And it's not the same creators that created Marvel Avengers, right? Like, this is Rocksteady.
It's Rocksteady, the people who did Arkham Knight, the Arkham series. And they killed that Batman, which is even like, oh, come on, guys. It's like, really?
Spoilers.
He's punk. I don't care. No one's gonna play. Yeah. I don't care. No one's gonna. Well, they're gonna play this.
Okay, they're like, well, you guys wanted vehicles because Arkham had vehicles, so we'll give them to you.
I love this.
Also, you'll never be able to use them again except in this one specific mission. Good luck.
That's funny.
I agree though. They just said they should have just redid DC Online. Sanders says it was just a generic powers game. I think if they played more into stuff, like I enjoyed DC Online. I played that game for a grip.
I think it was fun. I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty good.
I would have loved the freaking something like, that was intentionally and not like Rocksteady. Rocksteady, that's not up their wheelhouse. It just wasn't, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like they were forced into making this game.
I love the reviews on Steam about this. It's like it says, like the first one says, I upgraded because I hate myself. That's not good.
Well, and here's the kicker. And I can't find confirmation. But so, okay, it's $70, right? DLC is $34.99. Mm-hmm. Then you have to buy the Battle Pass, which...
You don't have to buy the battle pass.
But they're like, so if I buy the $100 edition, I automatically get the battle pass, right?
Yeah, but the battle pass is only a temporary thing. It's like a seasonal thing. And right. So you would think they'd give you at least
the free battle pass for your $100 edition. No. Oh,
yeah, they did. Probably the first one, right?
No, like they didn't. Wow,
that's pretty
cool. Nope. Wow, okay. So you got to pay $10 for that, $10 for Joker. So you're not saving any money. So what was the point?
Yeah, I love this one too. If and only if you love spending that good green paper just to get nothing in return, then man, oh man, do I have something to tell you. This is freaking hilarious. Yeah. I love it.
And then what the kicker is they're removing the reviews off of Steam.
And that's never a good sign. Yeah.
Either removed, reported, or got downvoted too many times that made them disappear from the main page. Right, but well, no. game sale is pretty low anyway, so no amount of positive review can change that. No kidding.
Anyway, this is a dumpster fire. We knew it was going to be a dumpster fire, unfortunately. I wish that they had a different direction on this, and it won't be surprised. To be honest with you folks, I will openly say, do not get this game because this game is not going to last. This game is not going to last online. There's no way. There's no way that this game is going to come out.
No way.
Yeah. So just
Avengers. Avengers had more of a plan.
Avengers lasted like 4 years too. Yeah, and Avengers lasted at least. I mean, but at least Avengers
they forced that son of a bitch through.
Yeah. And at least Avengers has a story mode where it's like, hey, I'm paying like Avengers dropped down in price fast. So it was like $20 just to get for $20. And you can still actively play that game. But just not the online or whatever. You can still play it online, but it's
I don't even supported. Know. I don't even know, to be honest.
No they
just
clue.
Don't support. Yeah, they just don't support. They just don't support the any updates and stuff anymore on it, which is fine.
Dude, they sent me a whole box.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was cool. I was like, oh, I kind of knew how it's gonna go, but I was still very grateful.
Hey, but anyways, folks, thank you for listening to episode number 213 of the CFG Gamecast. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. As always, we will be back again next week with a whole new set of different kinds of series and topics and stuff like that to talk with all of you. But if you did miss out on this episode, that is perfectly okay. We release it on all podcast services, so there is absolutely no reason to miss out on our sexy voices.
Ooh.
Also, guys, be sure to check out the other podcast, Pop Culture Gems, where I talk to Rick Dyer, aka the Hado, who is the general manager of Evo Championship Series and the creator of Combo Breaker. Really good interview. I just would definitely highly advise that you definitely check that out. So once again, this is Davis, Lex, and Smitty signing out. Y'all, take it easy.
Okay, I'll leave. Bye.